Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what the biggest problem with the Yankees is? It's the biggest problem that they have. You know, you want to hear Didi Gregorius a slump. You want to hear Giancarlo Stanton
right. Starting
slump.
Pitching?
Starting pitch. That's not their biggest problem. Their biggest problem are the Red Sox. Because Joe,
that is a big problem.
Seriously.
And they got a two-game lead on them right now.
The Yankees have a .660 yep. winning percentage.
Yep.
That would not just be first place in any division. That'd be first place yep. by a couple of games in any division.
Yep.
But because they reside in the same division as the Red Sox, who are 37-17.
Yep.
For crying
Yankees
out loud.
Are what, 33-17?
33-17. They are even in the loss column, right. but because right. of those extra wins the Red Sox have, the Yankees are two games back. So we could sit here all day and pick issues with the Yankees. You could do that with any team. Any team. You could find issues. Didi is still going through a slump, though we did have two hits yesterday. Giancarlo can't hit righties, and he can't hit at Yankee Stadium. All fair. The starting pitching, mm-hmm. Sonny Gray took a monstrous
yep.
step back.
Yeah, he did.
They're going to probably need to add a starter. All of that is fair. It's all fair game. They're 33-17, Joe.
Yeah,
when
now,
you're
I
33-17, bro. You need to be in first place.
Yeah, well.
That's the problem.
The sad part is that one of those two teams that does not win that division is going to be in a one-game crapshoot wildcard game
yeah.
against a team they're probably going to be 15 to 20 games better than.
Very possible.
You know? So
the Yankees,
you know.
The Yankees are on pace to win 107 games.
Yeah. There you go.
107 games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't think both teams are going to win 107 games. I'm not saying that.
No.
I think they'll both slow down. But honestly, we could sit here all day talking about little issues the Yankees have. And all are fair. I'm telling you, you can pick any team in baseball.
Sure.
Right? They're 33-17.
Hey, bro, I understand.
It's ridiculous.
I get it.
If they were in the American League Central, we would have called the race off already.
Yeah.
We'd
well,
say, ah, it's over.
Is Cleveland still under 500 and leading the division?
Nah, they've won three in a row.
What, are they two five. Over now? One
they,
over?
They're two over.
Right.
And they had that crazy win against the Astros a couple days
the
ago.
The Mets would be tied for first place in that division.
They'd be a half game out. They'd
right,
be right there.
Right.
But as far as the actual issues the Yankees have, look, Sonny Gray, you can't rely on the guy.
No.
That's the reality of it. And as he makes more starts every 5 days, whether Austin Romine's his catcher or whomever, you start to realize that Brian Cashman probably got one wrong. Okay? He probably got one wrong with this guy. Unlike Gerrit Cole, unlike Charlie Morton.
Pitching tonight, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and his ridiculous
7-0
ERA.
7-0 and whatever his ERA is, 0 yeah. whatever something.
Unlike Justin Verlander.
1 point
unlike Labor Torres, this is one of those things where it's just, it doesn't look like it's ever going to work with this guy. Domingo Germán is still a very young
yep.
pitcher who's inconsistent.
Yep.
He made one bad pitch yesterday. I get it. The problem is you're facing Verlander. One mistake's going to kill you. So, yeah, I think the Yankees are probably going to have to add a starting pitcher after Luis Severino, who's a rock. And Gleyber Torres makes some mistakes. You know, you can't get picked off against Verlander.
No.
You
but
can't.
He is. We forget, you know, he is a rookie. I mean, he's a guy, you know.
We do forget because he's awesome.
Right.
Of course we
right.
forget.
He can't do anything wrong, but, you know, he does do something.
He does.
Wrong.
He makes errors.
Defensively, he's made, right. He's had some shaky moments, right.
Absolutely. I think when you face Verlander, and right now Verlander is becoming the Yankee fan boogeyman because the guy is the main reason why the Yankees weren't in the World Series last year. And now he's dominating them during the regular season, something he never used to do.
Yep.
He's better than ever. He admitted it. He said it after the game. He's never had this kind of success for a long period of time, and it's true. It's not even close. The guy's having a Bob Gibson year.
He is.
That's the reality.
Yes, he is.
But Verlander's the boogeyman now for the Yankees, and I think a Yankee fan walks out of Yankee Stadium yesterday saying, boy, I don't want to see this guy in the playoffs because it feels like the only way to beat him is to outlast him and just get to the Astro bullpen and beat them, which they were unable to do yesterday.
Correct. No, you're 100% right. But that's a great point about the Red Sox, man, and it's unfortunate, but this is they happen to be in that division, and that just puts even the premium on, as you've said it many, many times, the premium on winning that division is off the charts.
It's off the charts.
It's a different world.
And because I know it didn't affect them last year, though it was nerve-wracking because Luis Severino couldn't get to the first inning against
right.
the Twins,
right.
but this is a dangerous game. You're playing the Mariners,
yep.
and James
anybody.
Paxton.
You're playing anybody.
You're right, anybody.
It's one game.
You're right. It doesn't matter. But you're facing one guy who clicks, you lose that game, and
yep.
all of a sudden you win 100 games, and you don't even get to play in the real playoffs.
Yep. Yep.
But I really believe if they were in any other division and they were 5-6 games up like they should be, I think that the Yankee fan wouldn't focus on as many issues as they have because they're still a team that's on pace to win 107 games.
Nah, hey, look, if they're not the best team, they're either one right now, I guess the Red Sox are one, and they're two as the best teams in baseball.
I think the Astros are up there, well, too,
up
because
there
of their pitching.
Let's not forget Houston.
Like,
right.
The Astros lineup is not as deep as the Yankee lineup. But their starting pitching right now at the top is just lethal.
No, it's ridiculous.
With the way these guys are throwing the baseball. And clearly the A.J. Hinch game plan has to be if they make the playoffs is exactly what they did last year. And that's forget Ken Giles. He stinks. I mean, he's terrible. I don't care what he I don't want to hear what he did yesterday. How about what he did against the Indians? Couldn't even get an out. Devenski's been great. I say he's the one guy you feel good about. Will Harris isn't that good. Basically, you're going to take your fifth starter plus the starters that are already in their bullpen, and that's going to be how you piece games together.
Yep, you're right.
Or you just hope Verlander throws nine. Just let him throw 180 pitches.
Right, 180.
As far as Giancarlo is concerned, I don't get it, man. The guy just can't hit at Yankee Stadium. And I understand why Boone didn't play him yesterday. Why play the guy? He couldn't do anything this weekend against the Angels. He had an awful, awful weekend. You're facing Verlander, who's ridiculous right now. You're at Yankee Stadium. I don't know if it's a mental block. I don't know what the heck's going on. But I understand why he gave Giancarlo a day. Mm. But we keep saying
is he affected by New York and you? I mean, it's a fair question to say. You know, and it's kind of got lost in the shuffle because the Yankees are 33-17 in a lot of ways.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, because if the Yankees weren't, if the Yankees were not where they are, to me, Giancarlo would be the number one story.
Yeah.
We'd be talking about him all the time.
Yeah.
If they were like a 500 team or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and we're talking about him now and they're 33-17.
Right.
I don't know.
It would be a bigger deal, though, I think.
You know what I was thinking as far, because we all try to figure out, well, what's going on? Why the splits? Why is he so bad at the stadium and really good on the road? And his overall numbers are not that awful when you really look at it. I mean, he's hit 11 home runs, so he's on pace at over 30. He's got an OPS over 800, so he's not that awful. It's just that at Yankee Stadium, he's terrible. Maybe it's, you know, mentally when you're at Yankee Stadium, which everybody talks about, so easy to hit a home run here, flick one the right field, it gets out. I don't know. Maybe it's mental in that regard
more
than it is the fans.
He's still pressing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And Didi had two hits yesterday, which is a positive sign, but if you go back to that curtain call in Anaheim, he's 11 for his last 95.
Wow.
And if you do the math on that,
95.
That's not good.
Not pretty.
It's odd what's happened to him because he had such an incredible April.
Yeah,
where we're talking about him as an MVP, and now he's hitting 230.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's weird.
No, it's very weird. It's very weird.
I mean, look, Gary Sanchez.
He did have a couple of hits yesterday.
Exactly.
I know one was an infield hit.
You know what?
You take what you can get.
Yeah.
Right.
When you're 11 for 95, take bloops, you'll take bleeders.
Take
what does it matter?
Right.
But, I mean, Gary Sanchez hitting 215.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I said this on Twitter over the weekend. I got to congratulate Boomer Esiason. Because he was the only guy who I heard make a comment that I thought was weird. Late last week, he says, you know, I'm going to make an educated guess about the Yankees. They're going to send down Ronald Torres. And I'm thinking, what the hell is he talking about? Why would they send down Ronald Torres? He's their backup shortstop. He's tall. Mm-hmm. He's hitting over 300.
Produces all the time.
He produces all the time.
When he plays.
You got an extra pitcher. They're going to send down a pitcher. I mean, Boomer, I love you. What are you talking about? Did he get inside information, or is he just smarter than all of us?
No, he sent Torres. I was very surprised to see it.
And I don't like it, by the way.
No, but I was very surprised to see Torres go down.
I think we all were, except for Boomer.
Yeah,
and Boomer was all over it. Guys hitting 340, and they sent him down.
I know.
And I know you can say embarrassment of riches, but I also don't think it's best for this roster because right now the backup shortstop is Gleyber Torres. And Gleyber Torres is also your starting second baseman who they moved up to the five hole yesterday, which – I don't know. I have no problem keeping Gleyber Torres in the nine hole. You really make the bottom of your order dangerous, and if he gets on base, now the big guys have another guy on base in front of you. So I don't think there needs to be a rush to move Torres towards that middle part of the order or the top of the order. Will he eventually be a two-hitter in this league? Probably. Maybe a leadoff hitter? Probably. I think that's where he'll end up. But as a rookie right now who's played, you know, 30 games, I don't have an issue keeping him in the nine hole.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, man, you know, Stanton didn't play yesterday. The lineup was a little different. So.
And dropped Didi to the seventh spot.
Right.
That's a part of it, too.
Yep.
But I am surprised about Torres. But right now, you know, the Yankees have major leaguers in the minor leagues. That's how deep they are.
They really do. They really do.
And, you know, we'll see if Greg Bird can stay healthy because that's the ultimate key with him. But this team, if they could use anything in their lineup, is some pop from the left side in the middle of their order. And Greg Bird absolutely supplies that. Didi was supplying that, But we, as we documented, Didi's going through this massive slump. So I think having Bird back, especially against right-hand pitching, which you're seeing this week, I think it makes the lineup look better. And he was able to take one deep against the great Justin Verlander.
Yep, yep. He did take it pretty deep, too. Man, Bird, look, Bird, if he plays, we know what he can do. It's just a matter of staying on the field.
Yeah, that's always been his problem.
Yep.
Just staying
yep.
on the field and staying healthy.
No question.
Well, he's gotten through three games. So
right. There you go.
That's small victories.
Good start.
Small victories.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.